Welcome to Keith and the Girl. I'm Keith Malley.
I'm Chemda.
James writes, I was 18 years old once upon a time, and I had a green iPod Nano. I'd go to my desktop, I would launch iTunes, I would hit download, add to library, I'd wait for it to sync, and then I would have a fresh episode of Keith and the Girl. Through their relationship, their advice book, their albums, their breakup, their marriages, and now their divorce. I've been a KATG kid since none of you knew how big podcasts would be. Happy Keith and the Girl Day. Thank you. I'm excited about this. I'm excited about the Podcasting Hall of Fame, maybe more than I should be.
I know what you mean, because it's like, well, anytime you get an award, it's like, oh my God, I won an award. Right. And it's like, well, what does this mean? Like, somebody created an award and then we all created happiness around it. But to me, because of the 13 years that we've been doing it and because of like how we felt throughout that 13 years, this is a big deal.
I happened to hear a comic starting a podcast. It was Nick DiPaolo, and he was on a show and he was saying, and you can hear us live streaming. So we invented that and we're very excited. And I'm like, what planet? Okay. KeithandtheGirl.com/invite. If you're around, come to Philly. It's free. It's the podcast ceremony. You'll see all the instructions, all the details right there. And write us at info@keithandthegirl.com that you're coming. We'd love to say hi.
Yeah, we have a few. I know Andrea's coming with us, Xerxes, Scott. Like, there's a bunch of people heading over. So let's all hang out.
Today's guest has been on Stephen Colbert, Seth Meyers. The podcast he's on is In the Closet, does it with co-host Emma Willman. Ladies and gentlemen, Mateo Lane.
Hi.
Hi, Mateo.
We started this off, we're like, well, divorce, land we go. And I'm like, God, I have so many questions. It's been so long since we've all seen each other.
Well, Mateo's the opposite, because Mateo's talking about bringing his boyfriend over from another country.
Yes.
To get married. And so when I say that, it's not, you know, I know so many artists that get married, marry somebody for the green card as a favor.
Uh-huh.
But this is the real deal.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really dramatic. So like, obviously, I mean, I can't. There's no, I'm too fear-based. So if I had a fake marriage, I mean, all I would be, my hair would fall out. You wouldn't see me. I'm too fear-based. I mean, I feel like if I like litter sometimes, the government's ICE will come get me.
Right.
And that's only because I'm a quarter Mexican, but they'll be like, it's enough. And they'll come get me.
What, how long have you known this guy?
I've known him since November. We met on Instagram.
Okay.
I liked his pictures. He liked mine. We FaceTime and jacked off boyfriends. But he came over. He was here in, he was in Miami for like a month because his family lives in Miami.
Okay.
He's from Spain. And so he was like, oh, I want to come up and visit you. So this is typical for gays. I was like, great. Instagram gay. Come up. We'll have a great time. I'll show you pizza. My asshole. We'll have a great time. And then at the end of the week, we were like full blown lesbian lovers, like holding each other in the airport, sobbing, didn't want to let go. I mean, I fell madly in love with him. And then the next day, booked my ticket to Spain.
Now, this is surprising, not because, you know, you're not a loving person. You're exploding with love, but your arrow always was like all over the place.
Yeah, I've had a lot of issues with men. And most of it's based off my insecurities, but most of it's based off my inferiority complex I have with other men. Specifically, like if I walk, like gay bars, I just shrink. You know what I mean? Like I walk in, it's a room of side eye and I'm like, I can't handle this. Like I gotta go. So this was the first guy I've met who not only is intelligent and nice and smart and handsome. You have to see his pictures on Facebook, on Instagram.
We've seen your pictures on Instagram and I only can't tell you guys apart because it's just an explosion of hot guys.
Well, it's that's just really wonderful for you to say.
It's just, oh, where does the muscle end? It doesn't.
Well, you know, a lot of it too is like angles and, uh-huh, you know, lighting, uh-huh, and stuff like that. Yes.
Plus,
thank you.
Anybody that says it's egotistical, you have to take these pictures for the green card experience to be easy.
Well, we've also vacationed together and fucked.
You're also, from what I remember, and tell me if I'm getting this wrong, you're usually not into fucking that much.
Well, random fucking.
Yeah.
I'm not into, I love fucking, but I'm not into like random, like,
but a lot
3
of
a.m. grinder come over. Well, because there was a time we were afraid for strangers coming into our homes, and now Grindr's like, get in here. So, you know, I mean, I'm not one of these people. I wish I was. Listen, I'm like Italian, Irish, and Mexican. I'm the trifecta of Catholicism. I feel guilt no matter where. If it's cloudy, I'm like, I did something. Right. So, you know, it's it's my fault. So, and if I had like one Grindr hookup, I mean, it was the equivalent of me like laying in Clorox bleach wipes afterwards and like going to the doctor immediately being like, so what is it? Gay cancer? I mean, I'm so fear-based. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And rightfully so, because everyone
these are normal. I mean, you're right that all of a sudden everyone's like, "Are you? Which apps are you on?" And I'm like, it's just an assumption that everyone's on an app, just calling people over and sending dick pics and things like that.
It's a lot. It makes me nervous. And now I've like fallen in love and I just, I don't know. The problem with me,
you're
though,
right, by the way, you bring up how it is funny that we go to strangers' houses. That's how horny we all are. And
how a few photos are like, nah, it looks sour. Checks out.
Right. No gun photos, no knife photos. I'm dripping. No, yeah. And then the woman's like, I'm going to go over his house, but I want you to be warned, sir, that I sent my girlfriend the address I'll be at. And like, good, because after I'll kill you, she'll be here.
I'll find her on your phone and get her. Right. You know what I mean? I know that. I love that. Lisa Drager has a great joke. She hooked up with a guy in England and she's like, I've seen Law and Order. She's like, I was scratching him to get DNA under my fingernails, leaving hair in corners. You know, she's like, I know what I'm doing.
I mean, we used to pick up people in a bar. I don't think that's
I miss those. I'm of the generation right before Grindr, everything took over and the iPhone took over, because it was the iPhone that changed everything, right? Mm-hmm. So I, for like three years of my life, well, actually five, because I had a fake ID, I knew what it was like if you wanted to meet gay people, or, you know, whatever, straight people too. But like, if you're gay and you want to meet other gay men, you had to go to a bar. You had to put yourself out there. You had to talk like, hey, what are you drinking? You know, like you had to that stuff. No, I didn't like any of it. I didn't like any of it. You know what I just want to do? I just want to sit with comedians, talk, and then go on stage. That's honestly all I want to do, ever.
You're feeding your addiction every night.
And eat great pasta. Eat great pasta.
Oh, yummy. You eat pasta still with those muscles?
Yes. I had carbonara the other day. Liz from The Cellar and I have been on a hunt looking for the best carbonara, spaghetti alla carbonara. And first of all, we'll get back to my boyfriend, but this is obviously takes precedence. Do you know what carbonara is?
Sure, nice carbonara.
Okay, tell me what's in it.
Peas. There's always peas.
I hate you so much. So anyways, I can't even get into that.
It's either peas or pieces of ham.
Are you like doing this to make me upset? Are you trying to make me upset?
They're going to do this at the green card testing. At the green card. You got
to
be ready.
Well, then guess who's going to jail? I mean, I've taught my boyfriend a few things. He knows who Maria Callas is. He knows what a great carbonara is. By the way, I follow this carbonara page on Instagram. It's just carbonara. And it's all Italian. I love it so much. And let me just say this, too. I was in a Spanish wedding, singing at a Spanish wedding the other week. And I said that like it was normal. And I met an Italian family. And the way Italians talk about pasta, it's like we're all on the same page. There was all Italians and one British guy, right? And so we were talking about how you make a proper carbonara. And she's like, come to my house in the fall and I'll make you
with
some
a nice
blah, blah, blah.
Guanciale.
Yeah. I just saw you look that up. And she goes, the British guy goes, and it would be really wonderful to make carbonara with a nice parpadelle. It was almost like he yelled the N-word. I mean, we were so offended. I was like, did you just say you want fresh pasta with carbonara? Like, get out! Like, it was...
Listen, I have to deal with, and I finally got used to it, but for the longest, when hummus...
Yeah, hummus.
Thank you. When hummus suddenly became a thing that every single person that I met insisted that I have...
White women.
But it was like, you have that face, hummus? And I'm like, no, I don't want your hummus.
I don't want your hummus. Trust me.
I don't want your hummus. I want hummus. I don't even want that. And now I would be like, I would pause. You would hear me anytime I needed to say hummus, which became a lot.
Oh, I hate when I have to be like spaghetti alla matriciana.
Yeah. I have to pause and go, hummus.
Yeah. Well, Evan Williams was like, man, I grew up in North Carolina, man. You know, I thought the Olive Garden was like the thing. I thought it was classy. And I thought that was Italian food. Now I've lived with Matteo. And I know it's not.
By the way, do you cook for July 4th? Does that become a thing?
We went and got giant. I had my cousins from Italy moved here in Jersey. And so they came over. And then I had Evan and Felicia and my friend Leonardo. So no one was American but Evan and I. And then we all went to get Chinese food.
Right? Like Jews on Christmas.
That's what I said. I was like, we're like Jews on Christmas. This is very American. You know?
Yeah, it's kind of an American tradition to be the outsider getting Chinese food.
It is.
Because I'll tell you what I noticed, and now more places are open more of the time because people completely disrespect their employees' time.
Yep.
But it used to be if it was Christmas morning and you forgot something, every single place, I don't care if you were Jewish, Muslim, whatever, it's closed. But I knew to go into the China parts of the Chinese parts, the Chinatowns of Queens or of Manhattan, huge supermarkets are open. The local store is open. You can get whatever you want. Chinese food is open. And they're just constantly going.
I love that Chinatown is like one part of New York, which is like still its own wonderful, unique thing. It seems untouched and from the rest of like the growing New York. Like it's just like Little Italy is now just like Albanians like, hey, what do you want? Like, it's not even Italian. You know what I mean?
The food there is terrible.
It's awful food.
Just an FYI for people who come to New York and go to Little Italy for Italian food, stop. Just stop yourself. It's the worst.
Here's the places you get good Italian food in New York City.
And then, Keith, we promise we'll move on.
Yeah.
Look at Keith's face.
I just want to, first of all, my friends, Jeffrey. I'm suing them. Okay. The good Italian food, Ribalta on 12th Street and Broadway, Antica Pesa in Williamsburg, and then Osteria Lupa is... I don't even know what I was talking about. My boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Keith.
Help us.
Help.
Well, I'm like, at least it's not Mariah Carey, you know?
She just opened her show in Vegas again last night.
That was my fault.
She's back. You know, I'm on Mariah's side. I'll tell you what. She came out and said she was bipolar. She came out and admitted she's bipolar. She's on good meds. She admitted that she was like sleepy and weird over the past couple of years because she couldn't get her medications right. But you know what? That's the first real thing Mariah's said in a long time. And I'm for her and I'm for her health. And I tweeted that and all her fans came after me. Wow. Like, you piece of shit. You da da da. Like, this one guy is like, you think you're from Mariah? So he retweeted all my old Mariah jokes, which I was like, oh my God, thanks for doing this research. These are very funny jokes. One of them was, Mariah Carey's like global warming. We either do something now or it's too late. That's funny. But whatever. She still sounds a little beef jerky, but as long as she's healthy, I don't care.
With, of course, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on social media for the 4th of July. And, you know, they're American tweets, so everything's spelled wrong. You know? Like, how do you spell the number 4 wrong? Yeah, you're not making us look good in this whole world. Something I do notice, and this, it happens every year because I saw it again. And I don't know why. It's one of these things that bothers me, and I don't know why. And it's this joke that I see more than once. In fact, I'll read it. I'll read this one that I saw. It's really important to click the barbecue tongs together a few times before you use them to make sure they work. And all I'm picturing...
Wait, that's a joke?
I've never even heard that in my... That's how much of a bubble I live in that I've never heard. The word barbecue tongues have never come up on anything on my phone.
Yeah.
And it's a little sarcastic thing that I picture being at a barbecue and I'm the one...
With the dad like, hey, what do you want? How many? Two more, Charlie. All righty.
Right. Yeah. And there's the sarcastic artist in the corner being like, yeah, make sure you click those tongs. It's like, motherfucker, bring popsicles. Help me. What? I got to make sure tongs aren't rusty. I'm using them all day. Okay. Sometimes I'm just watching the beef and I'm clicking. All right. I'm keeping busy. Yeah, I'll take another one. Will ya? Will you?
Well, then you're getting more clicks.
Yeah. Fuck you.
I honestly don't even understand the joke.
It's like a dad or like whoever's in charge of the grill has like their moves. And one of the moves is like in between cooking and chatting and drinking. He like with the beer tongues.
Wow. That's a lot to care about.
Make sure that you do that or the beef might not come up. Well, help me with the fucking beef.
It is hot in front of that barbecue.
Thank you.
Yeah, and it's hot in New York City right now. Yeah. It is gross.
Yes. I was biking the other day in 100 degree heat, going up the 59th Street Bridge on the other side, which means like
it's just FYI, your hair is not hair for like I'm gonna go on a bike ride in 100 degree heat. Mm-hmm. Like you got some thick hair.
It's true, but here's the secret, and everyone in this room hates me. I don't sweat, so
come on,
it's okay.
Are you joking? You don't sweat what?
So far,
what does that mean?
So far, 2 days out of the year, I was like, okay, I'm sweating today. And I turned on my AC twice because people came over and I'm
really?
Like, I can't make them go.
God, you
this.
Are Middle Eastern.
Yeah. Yeah. I will sleep on the sun if I can do that.
Burn, do you?
I think I burned once like bad because
so you don't burn.
I went to Florida and I was like, oh, I didn't know Florida heat is different. I don't know.
My cousins from Italy, they're from Sicily. So maybe it's a little more in line with Mediterranean like culture. They don't like air conditioning at all.
I really don't.
They think it's like going to make you sick and blah, blah, blah. And like, right. We're not, this going to make you sick. Why you use it? I'm like, because it's fucking hot. It's New York.
You know, I saw a video of a Trump supporter. was taking the video, and it was him in a fast food restaurant.
This is the weirdest segue ever, but I enjoy it.
Because it's so hot, the guy was given a favor by having his own drink thrown in his own face. So he has on a Make America Great Again hat, two white nerdy kids, and this black guy comes by, and you only see the end of it, but you see the important part, where he takes the fucking hat, and, you know, says, this isn't making America, this isn't making shit better, motherfucker. Takes the kid's drink, throws it in his face,
oh,
and
I love
keeps
him.
Walking. I loved it. Yeah. And I think this is one of those things where
it
you
was
see
Maxine
it and you're
Waters.
Like, right. And you're like, I think we're supposed to talk about the civility and have a debate. And I'm like, no. Yeah, how the balls that you can go out and wear that KKK hat. Go fuck yourself.
I know.
I loved it, and it should happen more.
It should. It honestly should. Well, I mean, no, I don't know. I'm not going to support any kind of violence, but I'll say as a bystander, I enjoyed that story.
I'm into coke throwing.
I don't.
It just reminds me of Rizzo from like Grease, like, sorry, Frenchie, when she like throws the shake over.
Right.
I'll make this story gay.
I want to argue this.
And then the black guy's like, almost, they're just staring there. Like,
of course they are.
Please make this end. Then the black guy's almost at the door and the kid goes, and he's the one, again, he's the one taking the video and posting it. And he goes, enjoy that hat then. Like, that's like,
wow.
Motherfucker, you are shitting yourself hoping he didn't turn around.
Wow.
I mean, I really don't condone any violence, but it's like.
Is that violence? Is there a different
word?
Well,
you're ripping a hat off someone and throwing a drink on them. But honestly, the story warms my heart.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, if somebody was wearing a rainbow hat, you know, and somebody was like, hey, take that off because they hate that symbolism. I'm like, if you can't see the difference, that's so hard to live in the same country with these people. You know, that's hard.
Yeah. I can't. This can't even be a debate to me. You know,
I know.
Well,
but
Keith, your side must be the right side. It happens to be. Goodbye.
I know. It's hard. Like you said, I don't want to condone violence, but it's like, what do you think that means? That means like you're already saying that you are provoking this thing, because Make America Great Again, if you can, if I were to have a debate, let's say that person was wearing the hat and I would come up to them for a debate, Keith, you're wearing the hat, I'd be like, can you tell me what decade that was? Was it a specific year where America was greater? Can you cite why it was greater?
Fuck off, bitch.
Here's a Coke in your face.
Okay,
you
so
know
you
what
get
I mean?
It.
It's just
that was really good improv.
What?
That was a great little scene.
Well, we already knew the end, so it was like weird we backed into it.
Yeah.
Well, we do the fuck you and.
I know. You know, it's so weird because I saw Kathy Griffin at Carnegie Hall the other day, mm-hmm. and she was so great. The show was 3 hours. She had to get off stage at 10:27. If she didn't, she had to pay $10,000 per minute for like union fees. So she tried. She like got on at 8 and did as long as she could. Almost 3 hours. She did over 3 hours at Radio City. Sold out both shows.
That's it. I don't want
to. I'll tell you what, though.
The
entire audience was completely captivated.
Wouldn't they be no matter what was coming out of her face?
No, if she was doing 3 hours of Kardashian jokes, I'd be like, I got to go home.
You didn't get exhausted. But and I don't mean anything bad about it. I did three hours of anything.
No, I'm telling you right now, 3 hours of her going. And she went to the entire story of, you know what it was? It was like old Kathy. She started to just not give a shit anymore what anyone says. And so you felt like you were getting in trouble with her, which is the feeling you got when you watched Kathy from the beginning, talking about red carpet. But it was fascinating. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know. I was thinking about this the other day.
She was talking about, I assume, Trump.
She was talking about Trump and all that stuff. And a lot of, because she talked about how comics don't want to talk about Trump because they want to sell tickets. And so they're sort of staying neutral. And then I started thinking about my material. I'm like, I don't typically talk about politics just in general because I feel like it's so fleeting. I tend to have material I can use that goes on for a long time.
But also, you're politicized, though.
But that's what I was going to say. I'm also forgetting that for a great percentage of the country, just who I am walking on stage is considered inflammatory and considered in your face. When I think I'm just doing humor, but openly talking about being gay in this country is not exactly something that people want to hear. Right.
Yeah, you're being political by being you.
Yeah,
because you're on a very specific side, the side that treats you like a human.
Also, there's the amount of gay comedians working or queer comics working in the country, especially men. It's the percentage almost doesn't even exist. It's like, you know what I mean? I'm so happy that there's so many popping up now, but like I'm trying to think of who's Joel Kim Booster, Julio Torres, Solomon Giorgio, me, Tim Dillon, Mehran.
James Adomian.
James Adomian.
Okay, so don't act like there's not a lot.
But you know what I mean?
The fact is it's whoever we forgot could be filled with another 10 people, and they're like, and they might not even be on the same
John
quote.
Early, yeah.
Yeah, and so just the fact that like we can actually name them, like if we sat down, we can name them in like 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
That's weird.
It is weird, right?
Yeah. And there's no famous male gay comic that exists at the level of like, you know, Jerry Seinfeld.
That's true. Yeah.
Mario Cantone doesn't get the credit he deserves. I love Mario Cantone.
Yeah, but you tell the average American Mario Cantone, I don't know that they'd put it together anymore.
Maybe not.
No. Like some women,
it's a weird thing happening.
Will,
yeah, it's a strange. It's very cool to see like all these like queer voices coming out and talking and doing comedy in places that maybe wouldn't be so normal for people to
a place hear. Where you don't have to say come see queer comedy.
Yeah, where you're just amongst a lineup of other straight people and treated as equal. Like I feel very like at the Cellar, I feel very equal. I don't feel like I'm strange or weird. Ooh, or anything.
It's a tough place to feel equal, but I get what you're saying.
No, but you know what? Like
equal in they'll shit on you the same, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, I sit at a table with Keith Robinson and Jessica Kirsten and Judy Gold. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like I never feel, I don't know. I've always felt more accepted by comedians than any other group ever.
It is it's a weird, July 4th felt weird to me in that I didn't even think I want to go to a party. It didn't seem right.
I didn't do anything either.
But did you feel that way or not? Like, was it deliberate? To me, it was kind of deliberate. Like, no, I'm not. I'm going to go out and see fireworks. Get the fuck out.
I showed my cousins the fireworks.
Right.
I really feel like this episode, normally I'm more like, ah, but now I'm like, God, America's like.
It's not time for Liza.
It's
sometimes well, we got to think.
Listen, I broke my knee.
Yeah, what happened?
Well, I'm the tin man from the waist down.
Okay.
And Judy's kid from the waist up. But I had my knee replaced.
Right.
And so I was upside down in a hospital. I started to work with clay.
You do work with clay.
Then I thought about clothing.
Okay.
Because the woman should wear the dress, not the dress wear the woman.
Okay. Do you?
Yes.
Huh?
Basically.
By the way, we don't thank England enough for allowing us to celebrate Independence Day. And all the countries out there that can celebrate Independence Day now, thanks to England.
Hello! I'm obsessed with the British Bake Off. Do you
Everyone
watch that show?
Is.
Do you not watch that show? It's a show made for you.
I know.
You don't watch the British Bake Off?
I have been told to watch the British Bake Off so
the
fucking
fuck
much.
Fuck, haven't you watched the British Bake Off yet? And Mary Berry, who's in her early hundreds, is just like slithering around that kitchen like, hello, y'all, soggy bottom. Beep, 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 beep.
It's because I'm busy watching Grace and Frankie for the 10th time.
Girl, I put know. On... What? You love the Barefoot Contessa.
Yeah.
This show is made for you.
Done and done. Done. It's on
There's
my
a
list.
Great lesbian host, a second questionable lesbian host, and I only say that because of her pants. And there's the host or the judges is Paul Hollywood. I guess I have no idea. He's just kind of like, he's the Simon Cowell of the show. And then Mary Berry. And then the contestants and everyone, like they help each other. Yeah. They're nice. Like, I can't believe I'm crying over pastry. Like, it's so wonderful. It just makes you feel good. It's the opposite of like, you know, Chopped.
It's the opposite of Cupcake Wars.
Cupcake Wars. We're likening war to cupcakes. That's where we've gone. Yeah. We're so warmongering in this country that we have to associate food with war. Like, you know what I mean?
It's true. And they try to make it so dramatic. And it's at the end of the day, it's sugar
fucking
and
sugar. It's sugar. Yeah. That's why I love.
Welcome to candy. Fuck you.
Kind of. It literally is. It's like, you know, that's why I love Nailed It with Nicole Byer. Have you seen Nailed It yet on Netflix? Oh, by the way, I was on Wendy Williams yesterday. Because Nicole she was the guest on Wendy Williams. And so we stood like on the side to watch her. And then at one point, Wendy's like, so I see that you have a big pool. Do you have parties? What do you do? And so she was like, you know, she's like, I have my friends over. There they are right there. There's Mateo. And you see me just waving to Wendy. And Wendy's like, oh.
How you doing?
You know, here's all the thing. Right. What I love about Wendy is that she will like, and Julio Torres brought this up to me, and it's true. Like one time she was talking about Madonna and her son having into a fight, but then she breaks out into her own story. So she's like, so in recent news, Madonna and her son are no longer talking. And my son hates me. And she starts crying.
Love
but
her.
There's still a picture of Madonna and her
yes.
son up behind her. And then 10 minutes later, she's like, no, it's fine. I, you know. And then she like went on The View to talk about her son. I'm like, girl, get it together. You're on TV. And then she fainted.
Wendy Williams.
That was good.
That's before.
When she refuses to acknowledge Charlemagne.
I was just going to say, I learned about Charlemagne the God because I used to listen to Wendy Williams. He was her sidekick because, admittedly, she knew that she was sort of aging out of some of the information, and she wanted like a fresh hot take from like a younger guy who's like in the world
in
of
the
pop culture, but also like knows things outside of just plain white culture.
Yep.
And so he would sit there and it was so good. And then he just kind of broke off into this thing. Okay, that's all. All right.
Yeah, because they said like, what do you think of Charlemagne the God? She goes, who? They go, Charlemagne the God. She goes, I don't talk about people I don't know.
Wow.
Ooh. Mm-hmm.
Drama.
Ooh.
Have you heard my Joe Mackey?
No.
Keith, what did you hear about? What's going on with you?
Don't worry about it. Joe Mackey, tell me.
Well, Sam Morrell and I, he's really great. But you know, he's not the kid. I am me, Joe Mackey. That's who is. Yes.
I ran into Joe at Rich Voss's birthday party, and
Rich.
And Joe is right there. I'm just gonna name people, and I'm saying, and we're talking to each other for a minute, and I'm like, oh, that's real. Like, that's like you. You don't go on stage and just be goofy.
No, like, Joe talks just like this, off stage and on stage. He does both. Hey Mateo, are they good? Oh, that's great.
He's so nice. I don't know why I could do his voice perfectly.
What's funny is you put nice on your face when you do him. Like,
yeah.
Oh, he seems so nice.
He is nice. Well, Sam Morrell has me do voicemails like every week of Joe Mackey. So I'll read one to you, like Sam Morrell, because they have a podcast together. And so Sam's like, hey, I need you to do this voicemail. And I was like, okay. So this is like a typical example of something Sam Morrell had me say, like,
I'm in Nashville with Todd Barry. He wants to go at some Rolling Stone bullshit, but I've got two whores in my room. You think that motherfucker like me has time for an exhibit? I have coke, dick dog. My dick doesn't work. You're the kid, not me. Peace out.
This is your job.
When does it hit you? Like, hey, for some reason, I think I can do this specific voice. Like, why him?
Well, he kind of falls in line with Liza. It's a little... the way... you talk. It's a little Liza
Minnelli, but just a little higher.
It's kind of Evan Williams, man. Just talk like that. You guys ever have Evan on your show? Evan Williams?
No.
Nope. Gotta have him on, man. He's great. Everyone's dead in his family.
Well, you know, then there's Wendy. But Wendy, you know, when she talks, she goes really low because, am I wrong, Norman? Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Isn't that right? When she would say, hey, I don't know this co-host of mine. As Charlemagne the God. Is there anything weirder?
No, she's being shady. She's that's the Mariah thing.
It's perfect. It's perfect. It's perfect. Everybody knows what she's saying when she says that. She's going, here's some shade.
And why is there an out?
Oh, because I think that her husband and Charlemagne got into it or something.
No, is that why?
I think so.
Her husband,
really,
who cheated on her while she was pregnant with the bank teller, they got over it. Now he's getting in the business of who Charlemagne the God is in the middle of their broadcast.
I know.
Not into
it. I know. I'm in long distance.
I don't know the whole story, but...
All I know is I want a mimosa so bad.
Right now you want a mimosa?
Or a
why? Because it's gay brunch? Is that why? It's really gay brunch right now?
I'm just having that feeling.
Well, yeah, you're right. You're 100% right. I'm leaving for 3 weeks. I go visit Bob the Drag Queen on Sunday for a couple days, and then I'm going to Montreal for 3 weeks.
That's so fun. You speak French?
Oui.
A little or like?
Un petit peu.
Okay.
Je parle français comme ça.
All right. That's
but
pretty good.
But French people are like, you speak terrible. But then like the French Canadians are like, ah, ma très bien, ma tu parles très bien.
That's nice.
Well, I speak it like an Italian. Like, hey, whoop-a-da-ba! Like, I'm very Italian when I speak French.
You're very Italian when you do everything.
I am.
Yes.
Especially in a relationship. I didn't realize how Italian I was.
Like what?
Jealous, and I get like, you know.
What do you get jealous over?
I get jealous over everything.
But like actual jealous?
Like if he doesn't text you back fast enough?
Well, that happened the other day. I was so mad. I'm a crazy person. Like it was like 10 hours I didn't hear from him. And then I'm with my cousins from Italy, but I'm like texting. I was like, really? I don't hear from you for 10 hours? And then he sends me a picture of just him and his friends. They're just out drinking. And then I was like in Italian, like, ma non posso credere che per 10 ore se l'ho scritto, ma non capisco, ma perché non è difficile a scrivere me? And then my cousin Giovanni's like, wow, you're so Sicilian. It's like, yeah, I know I am.
And then
it's in the blood.
Isn't it funny, though, how fast you can get over that? He goes, oh, okay, yeah, sorry, got caught up. Okay, no problem.
No, I don't know. My problem in relationships is if I get angry, I hold on to it too long. I have to learn how to let that go. If we solve it, I need to move on.
And how did you let that one go?
Just going to bed and then talking to him the next day. I don't get, like, I don't yell, you know what I mean? But I just get, like...
Italian.
Uh-huh.
You just eat some carbonara.
No, it would be... When I get stressed out, I don't eat. That's my problem. I'm not an eater when I get stressed out. Like, before I came out of the closet, I don't think I ate for a solid 3 days. I couldn't eat. I just couldn't eat. I would stare at the food and I just couldn't eat. I had such a bad knot in my stomach.
Wow, that's stress.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Do you do a Donald Trump impression?
No, I don't know.
He's going to be around for a bit. You should.
I almost want to go to like Robert De Niro. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know.
In England, they're going to be flying during the president's visit.
Yeah, they're flying
first visit to England. Big blimp of Donald Trump as a baby. Underwear as a baby. Oh, excuse me, diaper. Diaper is the only thing this, you know, balloon is wearing, having a tiny phone in his tiny hands.
Oh, my God.
I like it. I like a country. I mean, I'm embarrassed, but I like a country saying,
fuck you.
Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you. Quit the, you know, I mean, you already know how I feel about this person throwing soda in a red person's face, but
I feel like we did that.
I love it.
When Ahmadinejad came, you know, to speak at a college, we were like, this is a person who's just talking about, you know, gay, we don't have gays here and shit like that. I feel like America was like, why are we entertaining this?
I hope so. I hope it really got out like that. The blimp parodying President Trump as a diaper-wearing baby has been given the green light to soar over London next week. The London mayor said he will allow the nearly 20-foot blimp to fly over Parliament on July 13th while Trump is in town. The mayor supports the right to peaceful protest and understands this can take many forms. At first saying, no, we can't do that. And then after a petition was signed...
the mayor of London hates him. They got into a feud.
Yeah. But then 10,000 signatures and the mayor said, okay,
wow,
let's do it. When Trump visits the UK on Friday the 13th of July this year, we want to make sure he knows that all of Britain is looking down on him and laughing at him. Trump's visit to the United Kingdom next week will mark his first trip. He's expected to face mass protests.
And he's, you know, the only thing is his response to those things.
He loves it.
It's even more childish and he says even more terrible things. So
this is what he wants. He loves it. He's just looking to stir the pot. If you get angry at him, he feels it strengthens him.
You think
that's the problem? Mm-hmm.
I disagree.
No, I mean, that's
okay.
That's
then I stand corrected.
But how, you know, how?
Well, I think he's actually butthurt, and that's just his response. I think he has a short temper.
I guess what I mean to say is that, like, the more we protest, unfortunately, it makes him like more apt to like do things to piss us off because he's so egotistical.
Because he has a bad response to anything.
Any criticism.
Yeah.
Howard Stern said it best. Howard's like, this is not a guy who can handle being president. This is not a guy.
Howard Stern now says this.
Yeah, no, you have to listen. Girl, don't come for Howard Stern.
I'm not. I'm Kendra
did this thing where
she
doesn't listen.
When's the last time you listened to Howard Stern?
You're right.
When somebody threw bologna at a woman's ass.
You have no idea what he's gone through and the changes he's made. He's a completely different person.
Okay.
This is a man who rescues animals every single weekend.
That's his wife. Okay.
And, no, him too. He paints now. He goes to therapy 4 days a week. He doesn't say faggot. He doesn't say this. They take out all the bad words. They're not doing these womanizing things anymore on the show. He's a serious interviewer. It's completely different.
I apologize.
Well, rightfully so. I mean, people associate early 90s Howard with all
not
this.
Not just
like,
early 90s.
And late 90s. And early 2000s.
Mm-hmm,
and yesterday.
But you know what? Howard Stern has made big changes in his life and is a completely different person. And
I credit him for like us being able to, and us, not just us here on this show, but in general, he changed radio.
Changed everything.
Yeah. I credit him for speaking about taboo subjects, for allowing things to be in the air that are uncomfortable.
He was the first person to have gay dating shows before it was even a thing.
Right. If we go back, I bet we're not going to be like thrilled about it, but I will give him the credit.
And here's the thing, like Howard Stern makes fun of everyone and makes fun of everything. The fact that he was including gay people as if we were just as normal as everything else in life is something that people didn't do for a long time. I remember being a little kid and they had porn stars and they brought in a gay porn star and I tightened up and I was so afraid because I just knew that Howard was going to go after him and Howard treated him completely normal like everybody else. So I think Howard, a lot of that comes from his own curiosity and wanting to have these types of discussions. Like you said, he's like, people just didn't talk about race or sexuality or gender and all this stuff and sex. And he was obsessed with it. And so, but now he's a complete, I'm sure people disagree, but he's a completely different person now.
I apologize.
But I don't remember what I was saying earlier. Oh, Howard Stern said about him, he's like, this is not someone who's going to be able to handle people not liking him. He's completely egotistical and this will destroy him. Is a celebrity and is a New York, whatever, nightlife guy, that he was dependent on people liking him. That's all he ever had. He was obsessed with it. And that this will inevitably destroy him.
Destroy it? It doesn't feel like it's destroying him.
Well, you would think it would. I mean, the thing is, like, what are the standards of this country now that he's making fun of John McCain, George Bush? He's making fun of,
right.
You know what I mean? Like, even when he's making fun of Senator, why am I forgetting her name? Help me.
Maxine Waters.
No, not Maxine Waters.
Well, all of them.
No, but he calls her Pocahontas. Why can I not think of her name?
Elizabeth Warren.
Elizabeth Warren. He doesn't even say Native American. He says Indian. He says he made fun of that Me Too movement. You know what I mean? He's ripping kids away from their parents. He's calling Mexicans rapists. He's banning trans from the military. He's starting a trade war with China and Mexico. And I mean, it's like, at what point do we...
At the point where America becomes great again, Mateo.
But isn't anyone else like, what the fuck?
Of
like,
course.
I was fired from Michael's for being 3 minutes late once. Like, this guy is doing everything wrong. Mm-hmm. And it's like, really? Like, I thought this system was supposed to be a democracy. Like, he's just turning it into his own kingdom.
Right. You're absolutely right. You know, I saw a tweet from James Woods, the actor.
Yes.
And he says, guys, look at this email I got from my agent. And the letter says, it's the 4th of July and I'm feeling patriotic. This is James Woods' agent writing James Woods. I don't want to represent you anymore. James Woods is very Tea Party stuff. I mean, I could go on a rant, but you know what I'd say.
Mm. Good for the agent.
Good for the agent.
That was a really good one where it's like, if you need me to explain this.
You're an idiot.
Like, yeah.
You know. How could we work together if you don't know? You don't even understand this. So James writes, my response is, dear Ken, I don't actually. I was thinking if you're feeling patriotic, you would appreciate free speech and one's right to think as an individual. But that as it may, I want to thank you for all your hard work and devotion on my behalf. Be well. Good.
Well, that was civil.
But what I'm saying is with the agent, yeah, don't think you have to sit down. You know, with somebody that's pointing that the right side is this Nazi side, how can you talk to somebody like that? You can't. And by the way, when Independence Day spelled wrong is trending, and you know it happens to be the red dummies doing it because I checked, I didn't know the final war would be between actual Nazis and grammar Nazis.
But here we are. Have you tweeted that? That's funny.
That is funny.
Have you tweeted that?
No.
That's funny.
Thank you.
I'm such a fucking comic. Have you tweeted it? Test it out. So annoying.
No, some things are just for here and everybody listening.
You guys retweet that.
Right.
At Keith Malley.
Donald Trump saying about people complaining that he spells things wrong. He says, after having written many best-selling books and somewhat priding myself on my ability to write, it should be noted that the fake news constantly likes to pore over my tweets looking for a mistake. I capitalize certain words only for emphasis, not because they need to be capitalized.
He spelled his wife's name wrong.
He also...
Melanie.
In this tweet, he wrote the wrong poor.
Yeah.
The P-O-U-R, he writes.
Really?
Yes. Yes. A vote for...
I would give anything to have Mitt Romney in office. Remember that? When he was running... And everyone's like, he's the worst. He wears special underwear. It's like, I would do anything.
Right. Well, when you're saying John McCain wasn't a hero because he was catching, you don't like.
And how many times did he defer?
He had bone spurs. What? I got a shin splint. I can't join. A vote for Democrats, he writes in November, is a vote to let MS-13 run wild in our communities, to let drugs pour into our cities. He's proving he knows what poor means. P-O-U-R. And to take jobs and benefits away from hardworking Americans. Democrats want anarchy, amnesty, and chaos. Republicans want law, order, and justice. Now,
why is the right side always the ones with militias? You know what I mean? And when you look at those militias, it's like, I'm not threatened a bit. You know what I mean? It's like you can barely order at Burger King and you're gonna walk around and say you're gonna take over. Take over what? Take over who? You couldn't even use the subway, you idiot. Everyone is so stupid.
I was looking at a list of
there's too many stupid people walking around.
I saw a list of the smartest states versus the dumbest states. Mm-hmm. And they went by people with bachelor degrees. And
That's how we're going to decide who's smart and not smart? That's a stupid survey anyways.
How else would you do it?
I mean, I don't know. Have everyone take an IQ test?
I don't know. I don't know if IQ tests are going to...
They went by IQ tests also.
You know what it is? Watch someone take a picture with an iPhone.
Right. Is it sideways?
Because let me tell you something. When people say, can I take a picture with you? They pick up that phone and look at it like it is Independence Day alien technology they've never picked up. There is a press the button. How do I... Oh, is this upside... Is everyone ready? It's not focusing. What about the flash? I don't get... You know what? You go. Just go. You've lost your chance.
Right. And ask them where they're from.
I guess. And where are you from? Son of a bitch.
It'll be one of the bottom 10, I bet.
What's the bottom 10 states?
Okay, ready? You tell me if this makes sense.
Sure.
Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
Oklahoma. Indiana. Alabama. Kentucky. Louisiana. Nevada. Arkansas. Mississippi. West Virginia.
Oof. West Virginia.
I mean, listen, there's smart, young, old
everywhere.
People.
Everywhere. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Sure. But what are we talking about?
We're talking about Tennessee.
We're talking about states I wouldn't visit.
Why?
Because I'm afraid of my life.
Yes. And coincidentally what? They made a list of the dumbest out of all 50.
I don't know, because the thing that sucks is there's always cool parts to like certain states and you can't like qualify and generalize everyone as being stupid. Unfortunately, there's places that, yeah, you're going to get people who are more ignorant and closed-minded but it sucks. It sucks as a gay person that I can't dress or act how I want to dress and act anywhere I go.
If I lived in what somebody said was the dumbest state out of all 50,
mm-hmm.
You know, they took the time and put out an article. I would debate, hey, should I leave the dumbest fucking state? Well, that's not right, because I know I'm smart and my street is smart and there's pockets everywhere. I would debate about moving from the dumbest state out of all 50 stars. I debate about it. I wouldn't go, there's pockets. I live in a state that can put up a Make America White Again billboard and nobody's smart enough to know how wrong that is.
I wouldn't be able to live there. I mean, I'm white as the driven snow, but it's like just the fact that I'm part Mexican. I'm like, I'm already what they see as the problem that people are mixing and people are, you know what I mean? Like
also, I'm pretty sure that Make America White Again also has to do with homosexuality.
I'm out.
I'm pretty sure.
It's like in every single, like I never pretend that I'm like, I'm bi, like my mother's biracial, but it's like only like her whole family, like her brothers and sisters, like.
Also, you tan too easily. Get out.
I probably do, yeah. But I mean, it's like my dad's Irish, so it's like I'm just like toe-to-tee-tar with like a wop face. But, you know, I don't know. It's like the gay thing, too. It's like, oh, I'm screwed on that also. It really is.
And I didn't go to college. Chemda didn't really either. But
I went to art school.
Okay, so you went. Don't you think a couple more people down south getting a bachelor's degree might make them a little more tolerant or understand there's other people and there's...
Oh, right. We took down our state a little bit, you and I. I'm a college dropout and you didn't go.
And we're still in the top 10, is my point.
I wonder where Illinois lands in that, because that's where I'm from.
You're in the middle.
Yeah, that seems right, because it's Chicago and then the rest of Illinois.
I wish there's a chart.
Who's the smartest? I'm going to guess like
Massachusetts, Minneapolis, Rhode Island, Minnesota, California.
Right, here's the top 10 smartest states, starting at number 10, Minnesota.
Really?
Wait. I want to say Portland's in there.
Okay, well, kind of failed because Portland's a city. Yeah, but Portland's she didn't go to college, so is it important or not important? Minnesota, New York, New Hampshire, Vermont, Virginia, New Jersey, Connecticut, Maryland, Colorado, smartest state, Massachusetts.
Mm. Oh, I was right.
There you go.
Oh, but
it's also the smallest or one of the smallest, Massachusetts. I mean, it's not, Rhode Island's the smallest state, right?
But Massachusetts, like there Delaware. Are a lot of colleges.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But Massachusetts, I don't know. I don't know anything. I'm a part of the problem.
Right. But wouldn't it be nice you go to government.org? And it shows you what state
each you're stupid.
Right. Whatever point you're making, yes. It should tell you if you're stupid or not.
I feel so defeated. It sucks. It really sucks.
Nah, I mean, I get it. You know, we're one of the smartest states and we have the Coney Island hot dog eating contest.
Model on me. How many did you eat? Like 70 or something?
74, break Joey Chestnut.
Do you know I only remember that because of my synesthesia? I remember that it was purple. And so I was like, it's in the 70s. So I just said 70.
Oh, wow.
When I read it in an article and I didn't remember the number. I just remember it being purple. So I said 70.
What's in the 60s? What color is that?
It's orangey brown. Mm. Not as orange as 90. 90s or 9.
Numbers,
it's like orangey brown.
Hold on. Numbers, you see color.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Do you see it with words?
Yeah. Letters and music.
Okay.
What color is my name?
Hemda is like brownish orange because it's the C is like kind of brown, but the H is more bright. So when I see your name, it's kind of like bright and then blends. So it's not like the individual letters, but the A is a yellow. So it's a little like somewhere between like a bright, like your name's dark, red. Like Keith is. Red is like M's. M is M and R are red.
Okay.
Those are like really red.
What colors
are
mine there?
R is more red than M. M is a little more purple. N is purple, but M is like magenta.
What color is Keith?
Keith is like dark purple.
Yeah.
It's like not royal. It almost like
almost K, like an eggplant.
Because K is, well, T is real the darkest, and it's almost like not even a color. It's right. Almost like mute.
Yeah, yeah. Is that why you don't see color, Keith?
Mm-hmm. I'm so woke, and it's in my name even. You know? The proof is right there. Yeah, they have they had troubles judging the hot dog contest. They're going to have to go to
troubles
some
kind with of, what? Who ate the most?
They're going to have to go with some computer digital system. They have regular judges and they
really
get it
we've
right.
Gotten that stupid yeah. That like it, who look count. At the plate, who has the least left?
Why? Was it a photo finish or something?
No, they just at first when they were done, they didn't credit him for 10 hot dogs. Whoever was judging him missed it.
Was there a lot of wheat? Smoke?
Just put a certain amount of hot dogs right. And give everyone the same amount and then count whatever's not left.
Do you enjoy the fireworks?
Yeah.
Do you your own fireworks?
No. Okay. I'm not that much of an idiot.
Should this be something that we say, hey, we're giving out free fireworks in this area.
Uh-huh.
You have to set them off in that area. We recommend
why
you.
Free? Who's this is already a trap.
Yes, it is. Very good, Mateo. So right away, you know it's a trap.
Well, yeah, anyone's like, let me give you a free firework. I'd be like, yeah. Excuse me while I kept calling Uber.
Yeah. Free fireworks in this little area. Okay.
Is this what happened?
This is what I would like to do. And then you go and get your free fireworks. And we even tell you, we recommend you don't do them. And then whoever does them.
This sounds like the Hunger Games.
And they blow their fingers off. Then we get to see that sign anytime we find them.
See, this. I'm from Chicago, and it's illegal in Chicago. Mm-hmm. We just drive 40 minutes to Indiana, buy all the fireworks. And then in Chicago, every like neighborhood you live in always has like a park. And then the neighbors just go to the park and then it blow up the park.
Yeah.
In Hawaii, they and I think it became illegal in the last year or two. But in Hawaii, on New Year's Eve, every family is just firework. Like they just have it. And right before New Year's Eve, the supermarket has aisles. You know how like, you know, here, let's say Valentine's Day is coming. You have a couple aisles of like chocolate and heart-shaped this and blah, blah, blah. They have giant aisles just full of fireworks.
I love that.
And everybody, you see like seven-year-olds with fireworks in their hands and they're just, everyone's very comfortable.
I used to have Roman candle wars in the winter.
Those are the ones that you can
hold and it shoots it out. Ooh. You feel like Jubilee. And yeah. So if you do it in the wintertime, we would sled down a hill and then just like shoot them at each other.
What?
I was like 16, but it was so much fun.
That's so scary.
It was so fun though. And it looks cool when it like glows.
I used to be scared just to hold those because there's actual fire. You're holding them while 10 of them come out.
Mm-hmm. You know it was great, fabulous.
I like it. To go to my free fireworks party, you have to be at least 30. So there's no excuse about you were
you
young.
You think age makes a difference? I just saw sure. A video of like a 40-year-old sticking a firework up his ass and it shot the wrong way.
This is what I'm saying. I'm fine with
I
that.
I know. People are so, I know.
I don't want him walking around voting, having an opinion. I don't want him on my bus. I want a firework up his asshole.
We need more gays leading people.
Okay.
Because we're like, girl, I don't have time for that.
Where did the video stop? Did you see it light on fire and go?
Yeah, he like held it and everyone's laughing. And they're like, and he's like, ah, and then running. And It was like a, what was it? What are those called? Like the little ones. The
Whistlers.
Is that what they're called? Whistlers?
The ones that East whistle Coast? And jump or jumping jacks.
Jumping jack. What the hell do you guys call fireworks on the East Coast?
There's lots of different kinds.
You know, I just got used to saying soda, basically. I still have a hard time saying soda.
Instead of pop?
Pop. My Aunt Cindy said the other day, she's like, oh, we're going to go buy some pop. And I'm like, pop. It was really weird.
That is weird.
Oh, if you don't watch this show, Ghost Adventures, by the way, it is my
how
new
you
obsession.
Have time to watch anything.
Because after shows, I go to Evan Williams' house and we sit and watch Ghost Adventures. And it is a show It is most ridiculous.
Okay, now you started this. So now you have to explain that transition.
Okay. I don't know how I got to that. What were we even talking about before?
People die doing fireworks, they become ghosts.
Died. Because yes, thank you. How I spend my fun time is I watch Ghost Adventures with Evan Williams and He-Man.
Shout out.
I've had to explain to so many comics of a certain age that Skeletor is gay.
I see that.
You see, I would hope you see that.
You're a human.
I mean, come on. They're like, Skeletor is not gay. I'm like, are you joking? Literally, one of his lines is, come in, you royal boob. Like, he's so,
He-Man. So, He-Man.
Also, like, how he looks. We're obsessed with He-Man also.
The
He-Man. Gay, you know, the cartoon show.
Yeah. No, I mean, gay people are obsessed. That's what you mean?
Well, gay people, we obsess over everything. But, like, me and Evan are obsessed with He-Man.
Okay.
It's a great show. It's terrible.
You still watch it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They have it on Netflix. Have you ever seen He-Man?
As a kid.
Sure. Yeah.
And then I saw She-Ra.
Have you ever had... Well, do you know that's how He-Man lost all of its popularity? The second the girls got their own version, boys were like, I don't want to play with He-Man anymore. And then it tanked.
America.
America. That's like very Michael Bolton. America.
I know you do this when no one's around.
No, when I'm around, I'm more like... a chromatic scale.
So you're watching Ghost Hunters.
Yes. And the show, it consists of five questionable ghost hunters. The main host is, he seems like he's foreign, but he's not, because his diction is always like, when we are hunting these ghosts, they come out at night. And basically they just walk into rooms and say, what is that? And by the way, when all the hauntings happen, they're always happening in the daytime. But when they go, they turn off all the lights and use this weird green light, you know, like they're in fucking Silence of the Lambs. And it's so funny to me because they just scare themselves no matter what. And they do this thing where like they walk, because they never prove there's ghosts. There's no actual footage of ghosts, even though they're 14 seasons in. But what they do is they just walk into room and go, I'm feeling something. These thoughts are not my thoughts. That's what they say. Whoa. And then there's one guy who's like, it touched me. And then they have the most ridiculous text. They text ghosts. Oh, yes, they text them.
And do they text back?
Yeah, like heart emojis. No, yes, the ghosts will like they have some ridiculous machine where it makes no sense. And then they like press a button and then it's like, demon. The ghost said demon! And then they all run out of the room. And it's just so ridiculous.
Now, who do you think gets into this show? Massachusetts? I doubt it.
Listen, I'm into the show, but all for making fun of it. Right. I mean, I've just never seen someone so stupid. Ghost Adventures. You fuck it. Like, that light turned on. It's a ghost. They literally were in a building on the outside, couldn't get inside, quote unquote. And like, do you hear me? Then the light turns on. I'm like, am I supposed to believe? Like, really? Right. Really?
These are like adult ghost stories.
It's fucking ridiculous. And there's never any resolution at the end. And they went to this one place. It was like an old hotel where literally it's like gross people live in it. Like they have tenants at the hotel. It's that kind of people. Everyone they walk up to, they're like, well, there's something down there in that basement. I don't know what it is, but it's there. Wasted out of their minds.
Hey, by the way, I didn't get to ask you this. How was your Pride Month? Did that feel good?
I was in Spain for most of it.
Ooh.
We give you
1 month and you missed the whole thing.
I know, thanks. No, it's I don't like going to Pride. I get so anxious at big crowds and parades and stuff. I never know how to act. I just watched Nanette. Did you see that special? And it was so funny when she goes, where do the quiet gays go? Because I'm kind of like that. I'm like, I want to, like, my pride would be like me at a diner, Streisand in the back, having a great conversation. Like, I'm so anxious.
I've thought of that before because there's like pride, there's like one sort of way. I'm sure there's more, but the main thing is very boisterous and flamboyant.
Yeah, which I love watching, but I'm like, I don't know where to fit and I don't know do I have to go to a party? I don't like drinking. Do I have to go drink? Do I have to go to gay bar? Like, I just get so anxious and insecure. I don't know why. So I was in Spain at a wedding singing. That's what I was doing with my boyfriend. But you know what? I'm on stage every fucking goddamn night talking to straight people, living my best life. Like, I don't need any more attention. And I'm already pride enough, you know, because I get it. Some people, they work a 9-to-5. They're in an office. They're in a small town. They can come out for one day, go insane, and then go back to their office. It's like, I'm out on TV. I'm putting myself out pride all the goddamn time. My pride is a day. I want a day off. I want to watch the British Bake Off. You know, I know my Instagram suggests otherwise because I'm always naked, but that has nothing to do with...
That's work.
That's work.
Yeah.
I know. You know what? To be fair, I fill half of my Instagram up with my drawings. So people... I'm a thought who's talented.
Your drawings are so amazing.
Did you see the Maleficent I posted today?
The witch thing that you drew? Yes. Yeah. Amazing.
Thanks.
Yeah. I also saw your butt. Equally amazing.
Thank you. I put a lot of work into my butt.
Yes.
It's really a minefield for me to enjoy your art.
That's the Latino in me is my big butt. Actually, Italians have big butts too.
It's a good butt.
Thanks.
But I get what you're saying about this.
Do you ever go fully nude, like dick out and everything?
I'm doing a shoot tomorrow. I'll be naked, but I'm doing it with Nicole Byer. She'll be naked too.
Does it matter to you, like underwear or not?
No.
Yeah.
I don't care about being naked.
Just checking.
But I've also worked 3 years in a diet and everything else to sort of get there.
So if you weren't in this physical shape, you wouldn't want to
be naked. I don't know, because I'm still insecure. So I thought working out would make me feel like more secure. It doesn't. I mean.
Not even like partially?
Maybe, yeah. I enjoy fitting into my clothes better and stuff, and I'll get looks and stuff.
What's the part that you're not comfortable with?
In my formative years, it was all self-hate, and I don't know that I will ever get over it fully. I've managed to find ways to cope with it, but...
What's the stuff you have to undo?
I mean,
you were in a closet for a while.
Yeah, of course. That's... I mean, and I'm also super sensitive, and I just think it's basically... If I just had one person in my childhood to say that it's okay, I maybe wouldn't have so many hangups now. But I didn't. So I was just coping and burying and coping and masking. And, you know, so that's why I want people to like me. And I have a difficult time saying what I need for myself. And I find
Does it come from pretending something?
Yeah, because when you're gay, this is not just gay, it could be anything. But from my experience, I was like a Frankenstein monster. I put up pieces all over me that I felt would help make people think that I wasn't gay. So basically the entire goal of my childhood was to pretend to not be what I am, looking what other people do, try and mimic that, and also being hyperly aware of what people think of me because I was getting called faggot so much. So it was like, well, how do I walk? How do I talk? How do I stand? What music do I listen to? Who do I hang out with? What do I... Just a constant checklist going through my head all day long.
He tried to get, quote, caught masturbating the She-Ra.
Yeah. Oh, you got me.
Can you imagine?
But Skeletor was there. So, you know, I don't know. And I think when you heal from that, like kind of a void is left and it's filled in with something else. So, you know, I'm in therapy and I'm working it out and I do a lot of stuff to, I don't know. I'm a mess.
You do a lot of stuff to what?
Like working out, I go on stage, I make jokes. Like I'm doing a lot of stuff to sort of
see
if I can heal some of that. And I have, you know what I mean? Like if I get called faggot now, I'm like, yeah, that's, you know, hello, duh. That's the look I'm going for. Like, you know, like it's fine now, but I'm still insecure in other ways. And I do, like I was talking about this with someone, I do still get insecure. Like I walk into a gay bar, I just shrink. I shell up. I don't know how to be. And I think a lot of it too is I know people are looking at me, like a lot of gay bars are based off your looks. What do you look like? Who are they with? Blah, blah, blah. I know if I walk into a comedy club, everyone's like, oh, he had a great joke. They all care about what's in between my ears, no matter what I look like. They think I'm funny. And so like I have this whole part of my life where I'm rewarded for my thoughts and my hard work and this and that, which can all be immediately disregarded because some gay guy doesn't like the way I look or makes fun of me or we were real judgy. I think gays have a lot of healing to do. As much as I love my community, and I truly do.
I think trans also, I hear the same thing from Hennessy. Like you have to, he was pretending to be a girl for so long. So trying to do what girls do, but not feeling comfortable with it. And then, you know, in the transition, you know, now he's been on testosterone for almost a year and now he's passing as male. So now... He's noticing how people treat men differently and just like the mind fuck of the constant.
It is.
Who am I now to you? What are you looking at? How much of that should I internalize? How much of that should I give that back to you?
Yeah.
How much should I respond to it? How much should I say nice things about it? How much should I bring attention to it? It's just constant math. And it's also, I think it creates liars, you know? Mm-hmm. I think it creates like...
I do not lie. I'll be honest with you. I'm not a good liar, and I don't lie.
I take that back then.
Well, I mean, I'm just, that's the one thing I pride myself with is I don't lie.
Well, you were lying for so long, I feel like you have to undo that.
Yeah, that's one thing that I don't do. I'm a bad liar. And my grandma's from Naples. I instinctually should be a great liar.
When you were quote, acting straight, were mm-hmm. you good at it? Were you a good liar?
No, I worked at Michael's. Are you kidding me? I had an apron on that said, "Can I help you craft?" I wasn't fooling anyone. So even though there's like chaos happening in my head, I'm still putting flowers away in the flower section. Fooling no one. Not a single person.
Mateo Lane, the Twitter account is at Mateo Lane. Is that the Instagram also?
Yeah, follow me on Instagram. I'm bad at Twitter.
Yeah, don't worry about Twitter. Mateo Lane Comedy is the site. And anytime you see Mateo live, you're in for a treat. He doesn't fuck around. You know, some of these comics you see, they're like, they look around the room and they're like, I don't know if I want to give it my all today. They're leaning on the leaning on the wall. Not Mateo. That's the truth.
No, no matter who's in the audience, no matter how many people, the energy is there and the comedy is there.
The podcast is Inside the Closet.
My Netflix special comes out soon.
Excited? So excited.
Come see me in Montreal at the Ethnic show. I'm also doing my Streisand show and some taping for a TV show.
All right. Any final thoughts from Liza Minnelli?
Well, I just want to say that Billy Stretch and I came up with a wonderful rendition of a song that I loved as a little girl.
Okay.
Raindrops.
Raindrops keep falling on my head?
No, just trip, from trip. The Sound of Music.
Oh, okay.
Then it. I love that song, too.
That's a good song.
Raindrops, oh, they keep falling.
You make it your own.
I'm a hoofer.